Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Jupiter has gone direct. The homecoming continues. On June 9th, 2025, Jupiter left Gemini, his detriment, the sign where he operates most uncomfortably, scattered across two directions with no clear home. He entered Cancer, his exaltation, the sign where Jupiter is most dignified, most powerful, most himself. And over a year in Gemini, the wise elder finally came home. Jupiter in Cancer operates through emotional truth, ancestral wisdom, deep nourishment, and the kind of expansion that can only happen after the feeling has been felt fully. He arrived in Cancer in June 2025. He went retrograde, and during that retrograde, he held the most gloated eclipse season of the year. The Venus arc, the Mercury mission, the karmic mirrors, and the blood moon. He witnessed Venus make her vow in his domicile and watched her fulfill it in his domicile 5 days ago. He supervised Mercury's entire retrieval mission through his sign. He held the emotional container for it all. And now, on March 10th, he stations direct, just under 4 months remaining before he leaves Cancer on June 30th, 2026. This isn't a routine direct station. This is Jupiter waking up to finish what he came to Cancer to do. The review is complete. The foundation has been reinforced. The emotional work has been held and processed. And now the great benefic turns forward with one final push through his exaltation. March 10th to June 30th, the last leg of a year-long homecoming. To understand what Jupiter is carrying into the final push, you need to understand what he's been doing during the retrograde. Because Jupiter didn't just go retrograde and wait. Jupiter was running an operation. Jupiter in Cancer is Jupiter at maximum dignity, exalted, at peak power, operating through the language of emotional truth, ancestral wisdom, and deep nourishment. And when Jupiter is exalted in Cancer, he isn't the distant, benefic, handing out luck from afar. He's the wise elder in the room, holding space for everything that needs to be felt before it can be understood. On March 11, 2025, Jupiter stationed retrograde, not for a few weeks, for 4 months. From November 11 to March 10, the great benefic turned inward and began reviewing the foundations. Not to tear them down, but to make sure everything being built could actually hold weight. Because we do have some heavyweights out there. And what was being built during those 4 months? The entire initiatory arc of this eclipse season. The Venus story, the Mercury mission, the karmic mirrors, the blood moon, all unfolded while Jupiter was retrograde in Cancer, quietly holding the emotional container for the whole sequence. Jupiter wasn't the absentee parent. Jupiter was supervising. Now let's get to it. Jupiter rules Pisces, and since February 12th, Mercury has been moving through Pisces, Jupiter's sign, on a specific mission. Mercury conjunct the North Node at 9 degrees Pisces on February 12th. The faded message fired before the full context was available. The jockey spurring his horse. Giddy up, giddy up. Mercury has been operating in Jupiter's territory this entire time. Every step of Mercury's journey through Pisces. The jockey transmission. The Venus handoff at 22 degrees Pisces. The retrograde station. The retreat to the eclipse degree at 8 degrees Pisces. all of it has been happening in the sign Jupiter rules. Mercury is the messenger. Jupiter is the one who set the assignment. And the trine between them, exact at 15 degrees Pisces, 15 degrees Cancer, is going to fire three times during the arc, each one a different phase of the same conversation between messenger and the architect. And Mercury isn't alone in Jupiter's house right now. As Jupiter stations direct on March 10th, the Sun, Mars, and the North Node are all in Pisces alongside Mercury. The same nodal axis that produced the blood moon is still active in Jupiter's sign. The Sun in Pisces is what triggered the direct station. The light of the Sun in Jupiter's own domicile, forming a trine to Cancer, illuminating the path forward. Jupiter doesn't turn forward in isolation. He turns forward with his entire house full. There's a Pisces house party going on. Venus made her original vow in Pisces, Jupiter's domicile. The Saturn conjunction in April 2025 at 26 degrees Pisces. Desire meeting accountability. The soul level commitment seal happened in Jupiter's sign. Jupiter was the witness to the original promise and Venus's fulfillment of that vow. Her exaltation in Pisces during the blood moon eclipse 5 days ago. The karmic mirror completing as Saturn station direct at the exact same degree. That's also happened in Jupiter's house. The promise was made under Jupiter's roof. The graduation happened under Jupiter's roof. Jupiter held the entire Venus arc from vow to completion. March 8th, Venus and Saturn met again, but not in Pisces. They both moved to Aries. The same two planets who sealed the vow now stand together in the sign of initiation, operating under completely different rules. In Pisces, Saturn accepted faith. In Aries, he wants to see action. The question he asked at the vow was, do you understand what you're committing to? The question he asked on March 8th, are you ready to move that ass? Venus, who dreamed in Pisces, released a fantasy at the South Node in Virgo last October, carried the full weight of the journey back through the eclipse and arrived at her exhortation, is ready to answer. And the answer is yes. Jupiter held the container for the entire story. March 10th, today, Jupiter stations direct. Now let's look at 15 degrees Pisces. One day before the solar eclipse, Mercury moving forward at 15 degrees Pisces, trine Jupiter already in retrograde review at 15 degrees Cancer. The message was sent before the initiation. Mercury fired, bah, 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 the transmission into Jupiter's emotional container, which was already processing, already reviewing, already holding space for what was coming. The jockey didn't know the full meaning yet. Jupiter received it anyway. March 8th, both planets at 15 degrees again, but this time both retrograde, both in water. The retrieval and the integration in exact conversation. Mercury has been carrying the eclipse transmission back toward the North Node. Jupiter has been holding the emotional weight of the entire arc. Right now, in this moment, the messenger and the architect are meeting in the middle, both mid-mission, both in the dark, both doing the invisible work that makes the visible delivery possible. This is not confusion. This is the deepest part of the process. April 2nd, a day after April Fool's, both planets moving forward. Same degree. Third contact. the transmission substantiated, the emotional integration released into action. What Jupiter held through the entire retrograde, the nourishment, the ancestral wisdom, the deep cancer truth, Mercury now carries forward in the clear language of Pisces. The jockey became the medium, and the medium delivers. When Jupiter stations direct on March 10th, the container doesn't disappear. It moves. The emotional foundations Jupiter has been reviewing and reinforcing through every transit, every karmic mirror, every faded contact of this eclipse season are now ready to build on. Mercury is still retrograde. The message hasn't been fully delivered yet. Jupiter moving direct doesn't mean the work is done. It means the emotional integration is ready to support the delivery that's coming. On March 18th, 8 days later from the 10th, a Pisces new moon lands at 28 degrees Pisces. Jupiter is direct. Mercury is still retrograde. The container has released, but the transmission hasn't fully completed. The new moon is a seed planted in Jupiter's sign in the window between the architect releasing and the messenger delivering. The new intentions dropped in the same sign where the entire arc lives. Jupiter direct says, the foundation is solid. Now Mercury can finish the job. Mercury stations direct on March 20th at 8 degrees Pisces, conjunct the North Node, the protected space, the eclipse degree, the point of faded reception, the transmission fully integrated, and then Mercury moves forward, building speed through Pisces, heading back toward 15 degrees. And when Mercury reaches 15 degrees Pisces, and trines Jupiter at 15 degrees Cancer, both direct, both moving forward, the arc completes. But before that, notice what happens the day after Mercury stations direct. On March 21st, Mars trines Jupiter from Pisces. The messenger turns direct on the 20th. The warrior delivers to the architect on the 21st, action and message released in Jupiter's forward motion within 24 hours of each other. The delivery isn't just Mercury's, it's Mars confirming in Jupiter's own sign that the initiation is real. This is the image from the Capricorn season. The child about 5 carrying a huge shopping bag full of groceries, small but capable. Carrying adult weight with innocent strength. Not hardened, but loaded. Making it home. If you ain't hip, scroll back and check that episode. Jupiter set the assignment in February. Mercury carried it through 3 retrograde acts of retrieval and integration. Jupiter held the emotional container the entire time. And on April 2nd, Mercury delivers. And Jupiter receives the completed transmission at the same degree where the conversation began, strong and soft. The integration and the message, the architect and the messenger, both direct, both at 15 degrees. The grocery bag made it home. So you're sitting there in your seat saying, Paul, what does all this mean for me? Well, Jupiter left Gemini scattered and uncomfortable. He entered Cancer in June 2025 and began a slow work of emotional excavation, the kind of expansion that only can happen after the feeling has been felt fully. He went retrograde. He held the eclipse season. He witnessed the vow and the graduation. He supervised the retrieval. He has been doing the deepest work of the exaltation this entire time. March 10th is not the end of the work. It's the beginning of the delivery. Jupiter direct. Ask you the same question he's been asking since June 2025, but now with urgency behind it. What emotional truth have you been sitting with that hasn't been built on yet? The retrograde was the integration. The direct station is the green light. The foundation is load bearing now, which means it can hold what you put on it. You have from March 10th to June 30th, 4 months with Jupiter exalted, direct, and moving toward the finish line of this year-long homecoming. Mercury will substantiate the transmission by April 2nd. Venus is already in Aries acting on the vow. Saturn has cleared her initiation. The whole arc is in forward motion. Jupiter came from his detriment in Gemini, scattered, uncomfortable, operating against his nature. He entered Cancer and did the deepest work of his exaltation. He held everything. He witnessed the most loaded eclipse of the year and didn't drop a single thread. And now he has 4 months to deliver the full promise of that exaltation before he leaves Cancer on June 30th. The emotional container releases. The expansion begins. The homecoming completes. After June 30th, Jupiter enters Leo. What was nurtured in private gets put on the stage. From detriment to exaltation. June 30th, showtime. Don't waste this 4 month window, y'all. You better get it. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com. Hit contact, leave me a message there. You can even send me a message at IamAstrologyReadings@gmail.com. If you want to have a private conversation with me, I'd like to have that private conversation with you. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com, hit booking. The conversation is free. The time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation to I Am Astrology Readings for these offerings, I Am Astrology Readings, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. Thanks in advance. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.